Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is 1 Thessalonians 1, the verses 1 to 10. 1 Thessalonians 1, 1 to 10. Paul, Silas, and Timothy to the Church of the Thessalonians in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace and peace to you. Thanksgiving for the Thessalonians' faith. We always thank God for all of you and continually mention you in our prayers. We remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For we know, brothers and sisters loved by God, that he has chosen you, because our gospel came to you not simply with words, but also with power, with the Holy Spirit and deep conviction. You know how we lived among you for your sake. You became imitators of us and of the Lord, for you welcomed the message in the midst of severe suffering with the joy given by the Holy Spirit. And so you became a model to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. The Lord's message rang out from you not only in Macedonia and Achaia. Your faith in God has become known everywhere. Therefore, we do not need to say anything about it, for they themselves report what kind of reception you gave us. They tell how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescues us from the coming wrath. My theme for reflection is receiving the word, a journey of faith. Receiving the word, a journey of faith. In 1 Thessalonians 1, 1-10, Paul writes to the Thessalonian believers, reflecting on how they first received the word of God and the profound impact it had on their lives. This passage invites us to explore what it truly means to receive the word and how this shapes our journey of faith. Receiving the word of God is not a one-time event, but a continuous journey. For some, it may have been a dramatic moment, perhaps during a crisis or a life-changing encounter. For others, it may be a process that unfolds over time through small everyday experiences and relationships. What is important to recognize is that receiving the word is not just about hearing it. It is about allowing it to take root in our hearts and transform our lives. In Thessalonica, the word was received through the preaching of Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, but it was also accompanied by the power of the Holy Spirit. This reminds us that the word of God is not just human speech. It is filled with divine power, capable of bringing about real change. When we receive the word, we are not merely accepting a set of beliefs. We are opening ourselves to the life-giving power of God that can renew our spirits and reshape our lives. But receiving the word is not something we do in isolation. The Thessalonians' faith was demonstrated through their work of faith, labor of love, and steadfastness of hope. Their reception of the word was evident in how they lived out their faith in community, caring for one another and spreading the gospel. This challenges us to consider how our reception of the word is reflected in our actions. Are we living out our faith in ways that make a difference in the lives of others? Are we allowing the word to guide us in our relationships, our decisions, and our interactions with the world around us? My dear friends, In today's world where individualism is often priced above community, this passage reminds us of the importance of receiving the word within a community of faith. Our faith journey is deeply intertwined with the lives of others. As we receive the word, we are called to share it, to live it out, and to support one another in our walk with God. The power of the word is not just in its ability to transform us personally, but in its ability to build up the community and bring about collective change. This reflection also invites us to consider how we continue to receive the word today. Are we open to the ways God's word might challenge us, correct us, and call us to new actions? Are we willing to allow the Holy Spirit to work through us and through our community to bring about God's purposes in the world? There are two questions for reflection. Number one, how have I experienced the Word of God taking root in my life, and how is it transforming the way I live and interact with others? Number two, in what ways can I contribute to my community of faith by sharing the Word and supporting others in their journey of faith? Loving God, we thank you for the gift of your word, which has the power to transform our lives and our communities. Help us to receive it with open hearts, allowing it to take root and grow within us. May your Holy Spirit guide us as we live out our faith, showing love and compassion to those around us. Strengthen our community, that we might support one another in our journey and reflect your light to the world. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore.